Now, it's just been a couple of weeks since our Olympians returned home from the 2016 Games over in Rio. What does life look like once the Games are over? Well, star athlete and baby of the team, I guess, Jessica Thornton is here to fill us in on life after Rio. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for chatting to us on Breakfast this morning. Now, first off, how does the life of an Olympian in Rio compare to being back home?
It's definitely different. you get all the food and you're with completely different people to what you would live with back home. You're with superstars, you're with debuts like I was, and then back home you're with family doing normal stuff, back to reality, I guess you could say. So it is very different.
Were you looking forward to getting back to reality, or could Rio have just gone on forever for you?
There's two sides to the story. I guess I was away for 2.5 months, and only being 18, I guess it was a relief to get home and just do what I normally do and just be with my family every day. But then on the other side of it, it's like you don't want it to end because it is such an exciting experience and you just want to keep going. And I guess that then makes you want to go for the next 4 years and then hopefully make the next one.
Look, I imagine, as you said, like nearly 3 months away, you must have got really close with some of your teammates. I mean, are you guys trying to talk every day? What's it like not being around them all the time?
Yeah, that is a hard thing to come back to because you do get so close to them, especially with your roommate. You wake up in the morning next to them, you go to bed next to them, and most of the time it's usually someone from your own event. So you train together at the similar times. You do similar things because obviously doing the same event, so similar training sessions. And then you come home and I guess the first week is sort of all right just because it was coming to the end, so you're getting a bit tired of it all. But then you realise that it was actually really good to hang with them all the time. So that does get a bit depressing in a way, but you just keep in contact and hopefully they're in the same state as you so you can then see them again.
Well, I mean, I forgot about that, but of course you guys are from all around Australia. I mean, these people might be on the completely different coast to you.
Yeah, exactly. That is like incredible to actually believe that that happens, but
it's amazing. I love it. Yeah. Now, you've come back. You know, we love our Olympians when we return. Has it been a bit of a rock star lifestyle for you since you got back?
Sort of, but I try to keep it on just the down low just because I want to still stay sane and a normal person. But it is a bit hard when everyone keeps asking you questions about it, and obviously you want to tell them, but then on the same side you just want to just let it be and do your thing. So you just got to keep that in the back of your mind, just relax and calm down and just continue on. And
now, I know this is really quite surprising for you to qualify for Rio so young. I mean, that must have been daunting on its own kind of bat.
Yeah, it was. Rio was definitely not on the cards. Olympics, yes, just not Rio. So
wow.
To be able to pull that off was pretty incredible in my eyes, and I couldn't be happier for what I've achieved so far.
Hey, pretty incredible in the eyes of Australia as well. We were all very, very amazed and incredibly proud as well. Look, what's the focus been like since you got home? Are you back training straight away? Are you taking some time out? What's life like?
Life's been pretty relaxed, actually. I deferred uni this semester because I would have come back in week six, so it was quite pointless to try and catch up and stay ahead. So that was sort of good just to have that break. But no, I'm on a break from training as well. I'll probably have another month or less off from the track, so I'll start going for runs here and there and doing my strength exercises and all that, all those 1%ers that help for when you do run. And then I'll get back on the track and start again, which should be fun.
That sounds really daunting to me as well, but I love the fact that you've got a goal for it. So what's the next thing you're training towards? What's the next big event?
Well, my coach and I, we usually just take things day by day, and stay injury free is the main goal.
That's a good one.
But world champs next year in London, which will be in August. Hopefully try for that, and then Comm Games in Gold Coast will be awesome to get into. But yeah, as I said, just take it day by day, and we'll see how we go.
So there might be one or two more uni deferments in your future, do you think?
Yeah, a four-year course may end up being 8 or 10 years.
Yeah, look, from memory, you're at Wollongong Uni, aren't you?
Yes,
I am. You wouldn't be the first person to take 8 years to do a four-year degree at university. I can attest to that as an ex-uni student of Wollongong myself.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, many, many years ago. It was a great university. Duck ponds everywhere. One duck pond for nearly every student. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Jess, thanks so much for chatting to us at breakfast this morning. I really appreciate it. Look, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for making Australia proud over at Rio.
No, thank you very much. I'm glad I could do a great job for Australia.
You were amazing. Take care of yourself and stay injury free.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, that was Jessica Thornton chatting with us on Life After Rio. Not much of a break for the poor girl. Straight back into it. And, of course, university as well. We wish her absolutely all the best. And I think I speak for a lot of people. We'll be keeping a very careful eye on her career, because she is going to be amazing.